At 8:31 on the clock, we'll call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, December 6, 2017. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes as agenda as presented. Sorry.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. Denny, somebody must have switched your light up there yet and stuff. So. Okay, 6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And seeing none, we'll turn it over to Annette.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I don't have anything today. I guess we have 2017 in the books, you could say. So we're going to start looking at 18, see where we need to head there. So we'll start running some stats and doing some spreadsheets and seeing what needs to be done.
I ran into a group of about four or five people down at McDonald's the other day, and they wanted to really thank me for getting their postcards or Christmas cards from the county. Took me a little while to realize what they were talking about.
That's the gift that gives back.
That's a gift that they get to give back, but they called them their Christmas cards from the county, and I says, well, why are we mailing out Christmas cards?
Yeah.
Well, we're not. There's their tax statement that they got around the 1st of December. So.
Yeah, well, some of them should have been some pretty good gifts in some of those with all the tax credits they have now. So.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you,
a homestead and a tax credit and an ag land tax credit.
I just want to tell you, I am so proud of how efficient our assessor's department is compared to my assessor's department in Larimer County, Colorado. You guys are so much better, you can't believe it.
Is that right?
Yes, you are.
Well, I saw Terry's came in a big old cardboard box stacked up. Thanks, Terry.
So no, I don't have anything else either. Anybody
else had any land sales?
Very few. Very few.
Oh, few.
For you know, with 3 years worth of sales, we only have about 45 to look at. I think so.
There was one up there by Cortland that didn't at the auction. It didn't sell on Friday, but then within 2 hours after the sale, it sold at their asking price. Yeah, $4,300 for a quarter.
Dry land.
All dry land, 25 acres of pasture on it and stuff. But no, nobody, the family had a price in mind. That was at Mines one. The family had a price that they wanted, and they didn't, it didn't open below that. And then after the sale, they, within 2 hours, it was sold from.
Somebody found some money, huh?
Somebody contacted somebody that had money.
I think their name was Jurgens, but I'm not sure.
No, it's not. That. No, the guy lives in Colorado. So, but he's bought other ground in the area. He's got relation in the area and stuff. So, And then we there was that 46-acre one up there Saturday then that we farm that the family, Mrs. Hesterman, died, and then that sold. But that was with 13 acres of grass and 31 acres of farm ground. And then 3860, that broad. So those are both within about 3-4 miles up there. So there's some sales, but
yeah, it's not like what it was.
No, it's not like several years ago when the price was pretty high and the selling was more active. There are some here, and then there's one over by, it's not in our county, it's over by Burr in Odo County. Today has three tracts of land on it, so.
I know there was some sold in Jefferson County last week, but I never did hear about
that. That at Plymouth, too. Yeah, I heard what it did, but I can't remember for sure. So,
what I hear is prices are going down just a little bit, that they're dropping some.
If you look at what most of these could have brought maybe 3 years ago, the prices, it sure seems softer than it was then.
Yeah.
You know, that irrigated ground over there, it didn't ring 7. I thought it was 6-something. That
I don't remember. Yeah. I didn't hear it, I mean.
I heard, but I can't remember. So.
Well, that's pretty good. Was it irrigated? Or?
It was. There was a piece of irrigated ground, a piece of dry land, and then a piece of CRP over there by Plymouth.
They sold.
They all sold, right? Yeah. but I don't remember what they all brought. I heard, and like I said, I don't. Yes, 6,000.
A little over 6,000 on the irrigated, and I don't know that I heard on the they're not real good.
The CRP was under 3, yeah, but I don't, 2,000 something. But
not real good pieces of ground.
That's what somebody said, yeah. Hmm. So, anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:36 on the clock. Thank you.